Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and wow. Amazing what free money will do to equity markets. It's been really interesting to watch, and I'm on record that there's going to be a QE4. I've been on record that there was not going to be an interest rate rise or increase this year. So obviously something is going on, because I don't know what's drastically changed between Friday and Monday and today. But what I want to share with you is, when it was fresh in my mind, I do my Monday call, and I want to share that with you, because I got chewed up pretty good on Monday, and I wanted to share the experience and share what I'm seeing. So let's go right to, without further ado, let's go right to Monday night. Here we go.
I will go on record before we actually get started and say the following. If there is not a QE4 coming out, okay, or this market doesn't collapse, one of the two, I will retire from trading. Now, again, I don't have nothing to do with what happened today. I mean, because, again, I was prepared for it. Okay, but I will tell you that there's something, you know, I tell you guys there's something going on. And for a market to rally up 800 points from Friday morning on the jobs number with the data that we have, either this is the biggest short covering rally we've had in a long time, or somebody knows or feels that there's a program coming out. So if there's another easing program, which I'll talk a little more later, then that would make sense for the rally. Because, again, that goes back to interest rates aren't going up, which I've said. hey, buddy. Which I've said many, many times. I'm so pissed off at this whole thing, I can't remember the train of thought I had. But at the end of the day, I'm just telling you, something's going on, or it's just a major shortcoming rally, and it will come down as fast as it went up. And I'm not saying either way. I don't know. But my guess, my personal guess is that, as I've said all along, they're not going to raise interest rates, and there's most likely going to be a QE4, because everybody is now back to chasing the yield, because everybody's realized that interest rates are not going up. Now, who has said for the last year that they're not going up until at least 2016? I believe that was me. But not to break my arm patting myself on the back. Anyways, as we start out every week, the words of wisdom from our friend Connie. To succeed in life, you need three things. A wishbone. I wish I didn't get up today. A backbone. I got plenty of that. And a funny bone. I'm not so funny right now. But those are three things you need to be successful, especially in this business, because you know things are going to happen. And, you know, as we talk about a lot, the impossible happens once a month, and the improbable happens once a week at least. So at the end of the day, here we are. Okay, now, part of this shouldn't be totally unexpected. I mean, we said clearly last week that 16,000 would probably hold and we'd get a rally off of it. Well, I don't know about you, but I think the dead nuts low was 15,942. And on Friday, we came down to 16,000, and boom, there we go. So it shouldn't be a total surprise. And I'm not surprised by the rally. Okay. I think I have it pretty much figured out as to what is happening, okay, and why it's happening. So now we'll see what happens. Again, I'm whining because I just like to whine sometimes, but But at the end of the day, you know, it's fine. It happens. I mean, there's every day ain't Hanukkah or Christmas. So, you know, you gotta roll tide, right? For you Alabama fans, roll tide. Even after a tough day, my mantra remains, thank you. And Todd, we trust. Most sharks were taken caught off guard. True. Doesn't the easing with the ECB and BOJ come into play here? Money moving out of there into here? Could be. Hey, Rob. I thought I was the only one, but I was mistaken. isn't this just a fake-out blow-off? Could be. Look, there's a lot of reasons for it, and I'll go through them all. I think I'm just going to kind of do this call a little different. Fortunately, I can move on my feet, and I can kind of switch directions because of my familiarity or whatever the hell I'm trying to use. But I will go through my bitch, and I've got two, and they're both pertinent and important to what's going on right now. And number one is, I was reading over the weekend somewhere, you know, I do a lot of spot reading, right? I read headlines. I don't read a lot. The only thing I read a lot of is fantasy sports stuff. I could care less about the rest. To me, again, as I will honestly tell you in all truth, that this is the only reading I do, what you're looking at on the screen. It's just because that, to me, this is all that's really important. Okay. The rest is all noise, as we've talked about ad nauseum a lot of times, is that it's just noise. Doesn't mean anything. I'm sitting here telling you that something's going on, and I'm guaranteeing it. Okay? Now, I wouldn't make that kind of statement unless I figured that I'm right. Okay? Now, again, either we're going to collapse and go all the way back down, and I still say we're going to take out this low. Okay? Now, I don't mean we're going to collapse from there. I mean from where we are now, I still believe this low has got to come into play. Now, we made a new low on the Russell, which I'll show you. But at the end of the day, technically, it should happen to be correct. So either this is just a good old-fashioned blow-off, or there is some news that speculators, and probably inside speculators, because, you know, as you know, somebody always knows something. Somebody knows the truth, and somebody knows the BS, but somehow the truth always finds its way to, like, Goldman Sachs or somebody like that. Okay? So, at the end of the day, the footprints have been the guide. And that's really, I mean, again, there's nothing more really to talk about that portion of the market, because the markets do what they do. And that's why this is really all that I read when it comes to the markets, because the rest, again, is really noise. I mean, what do I care? I don't care what Facebook or this book or anybody is doing. I don't care that Twitter hired a new CEO. It means nothing to me. Because if it meant something to the stock would have already moved. Okay? There's very few surprises that come in the market. Okay?
And I mean, that's something that's very important to take note of, that there are very few surprises that come to the tape. You know, there used to be more when the markets weren't open 24 hours a day. There was more opportunities for, as they call them, tape bombs or fundamental news bombs or whatever. But in today's world of trading, they're not as likely because there's too much information flow. You know, everybody carries a computer in their pocket. So everybody's thirsty for information, and it's flying around. And so the unexpected, as far as news, is not likely. The unexpected markets, that's a little bit of a different story. And of course, that goes back to what we talk about, you know, the who gets the information, how they try to manipulate and push the markets around. But at the end of the day, again, it comes back down to the footprint. And that's, you know, always our signature is the footprint, because the footprints will guide you to a better land. And that's where you want to be, isn't that better land? But for now, we're at the Bubba Show. This is Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you check out BubbaTrading.com or TheBubbaShow.org. Goes to the same place. But in the meantime, a lot of great articles. You'll hear a lot of good stuff. But we're going to step out of here for a break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back.
Right, turn off the lights. We're going to lose our minds.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and we're talking, of course, markets. We're talking footprints. We're talking retirement. We're talking it all. But let's go back to Monday night, because, again, that was fresh on my mind, and I was rolling, and you'll get an idea of the footprint and how it works. So let's get right back right now.
Actually, and the shorts are dwindling. That's true, too. But, hey, you know, look, it's only Monday. That's also true. Again, I'm not worried. And again, because I have you guys and I love doing this call and I love hanging out with everybody, I mean, I can be myself, right? I don't have to think of anything else. I can tell you what I'm really thinking, and that's what I'm able to do. So the first pitch is bubbles. Now, why can't people admit that there's a bubble? What, you know, it's everybody keeps saying it. Greenspan, every jackass that's ever been at an office but Volcker says, well, we can't identify bubbles until it's too late. Well, why can't you? Can't you see the bubble that you're creating right now? Can we not see that? Am I the only one? Seriously. Am I the only schmuck in the room? I might be that. But am I the only one in the room that believes that this market's in a bubble and that the economy's in a bubble and that there is no growth? I mean, I could be. I mean, I've been told that before. But I don't see it. I mean, I don't get it. Okay, and then to tie that in is here comes Ben Helicopter Ben, the jackass Bernanke. Okay, and believe me, if I could meet him face to face, I'd call him a jackass right to his face. Okay, saying that some CEO should go to jail for what they did during this whole thing. What about him? What about the guy who caused all of this with his economic theory? Okay, I mean, Japan did this, and they're still not out of it, okay? But here we are into this, you know, 7 years in, $4 trillion, and what do we got? We got nothing, okay? We got a stock market that's doing well. We got a rent bubble. Nobody can buy a house. Nobody can borrow money. So I guess that's what you get for $4 trillion. So, you know, I love when these government officials, or the Fed is non-government, but guys like that, want everybody to go to jail, but the people who should go to jail, okay? You know, I've said this many times before, but it bears repeating. If any one of us ran our personal businesses or our households like the Federal Reserve or like the government runs theirs, we would be in one of two places, either jail or prison or bankruptcy court, okay? That's it. Okay, if you keep spending more than you make or more than you're taking in, it eventually you have to run out. Okay, why now? You are the only one. You are not the only one. Several bubbles. The emperor has no clothes. Some people know there's a bubble. They are Teflon. And why now? Why wait until the limitation is up? You know, again, I love what goes on. I can't wait to see what Obama's going to pardon next year. That ought to be another joke. But anyways, let's not get into politics. All right. So last week, you know, we said, you know, 16,000. Watch for it. Okay. And that was here was Monday. We big down day. I said Tuesday, look for 16,000, and we basically went up and then obviously came back down. But again, look at the footprint. More important than anything else, again, with all my whining, look at the footprint. Okay. Good area. Now, again, I didn't buy. I mean, you know, I traded. I do buy sometimes, you know, but short term. I'm not buying and holding the indexes. Now, I bought stocks. You know, I bought BABA, right? I mean, you know, so there's things I'll buy, just the indexes I don't want to buy. That's, you know, and again, that I think sometimes I confuse people when I say I'm not buying. It just means I'm not buying big indexes. Because, again, the truth is I'd really get run over by a truck than get caught long in an index. Get caught long in a stock? I mean, I'm long U.S. Steel. You guys know that. I mean, it went to the crapper until today. But still, I'm still long it from higher. So, I mean, again, most things I don't worry about. So the Dow was up a mere 304 points today. And I think a better chart, though, and a better teaching chart is actually the Dow future. Okay? Because when we talk about markets and the phases and how they work, okay, any of you obviously who've worked with me have heard this lecture before, but it's important. What am I trying to do here? If I can remember what I'm trying to do, this is what happens. I get aggravated. I can't remember what I'm trying to do. Okay, so if you remember the phases, consolidation, breakout to the trend, blow off, Okay, now we got a little bit of recovery, and we're really all we're doing is really consolidating. Now, somebody might say, well, we're breaking out here, and it could be. Again, I'm not telling you that we're not going to break out to the upside here. What I'm saying is that I believe this is resistance, and I did sell more right at the close. Okay, I'm short a lot of futures right now. Okay, only because, in any case, now again, I have money, if I can afford to take the hit, if I'm wrong. But B, based on my experience over years, even if we are going to go higher, and I'm not saying that we're not going to go higher. I'm not going to say, hey, the bottom is not in. I do not believe it is in. But even if it's not in, okay, I still believe 1,000% that at worst, we sell off back down to about here. Okay? And how did I pick that? Well, look at the little pocket right here. Okay? We broke out through a double top here in this small section here. Okay? So this would be a logical area. Again, and I don't know if that's the case, but either way, we will have a sell-off. It's the same as I'll tell you that we're going to have a rally. We're going to have a sell-off here. Again, I'm not saying we're going to sell way off, but we're going to have a big enough sell-off that I'll be able to get out, in my opinion. Okay? But again, I do things something a little bit different than I always teach because, you know, again, I've done this for so long and it's my career and I know exactly what I'm trying to do and I can afford to take more risk. But so we're up 300 and funny thing, excuse me, we're up for the week from last week when we talked, we're up like 800 points, but we're also up 800 since Friday morning. That's the funny thing. We're up 800 since Friday morning on the great jobs number that we had. So we're up 5% in a week, really 5% in 2 days. But again, the whole pattern shows, and this is a continuation, right? Consolidation, we found bottoms, we rallied, we found tops, we broke, we found bottoms again, we rallied. So now, is this a top or is it a breakout? Well, we'll see. But right now, if I'm playing it, okay, I'm playing it to the downside for a number of reasons. The first thing is the trend I'm watching is lower, okay? So remember, you want to sell double tops in a market that's trending lower. You want to buy double bottoms in a market that's trending higher. So based on this short-term trend here, which is 3 months, we're trending a little bit lower. So for all those reasons, I'm working to the short side. But remember, and I always want to make sure everybody understands, I am long. Net of it all, I'm long the market. Okay? I mean, I have long-term trades. I have short-term longs on in certain areas. So at the end, I'm still long, but net for my trading, for my mental part, I'm short. Okay. All right. Well, the Dow numbers would be, you know, 16.7, 16.8, right about here. You know, pick a number. We'll say 16.8. Okay. We'll go with this false breakout here and what it turned out to be. We'll go 16.8 and then 16.4 and then back to 16,000. Again, I still believe that this 15,285 is going to play. Again, now we can come right down there and bounce and make a V recovery off of that. That I'm not saying. But I think this comes in this place. Okay? So, the S&P.
So, again, what we're looking at is we're tracking a footprint. The markets always leave prints behind. Now, again, there's not a 100% guarantee that the print is going to be right. But what the print does is it acts like a tour guide, okay? It's giving you an idea of what the market thinks it's going to do next. Now, again, there's nothing that's a guarantee. But the closest thing to it is the ability to follow the footprint that the market leaves because they all leave prints. Again, that's the interesting thing. You've heard it. You've seen it. You might not have realized it. But what it's really building is a treasure map. And that's really what the footprints are. So when you look at the phases of the market, you'll understand more of the footprint that the market is actually leaving. And that will then put you in better position for your next trade. And that's things that you always have to be aware of because that's how you're going to make the most amount of money when you're trying to trade, is by having the ability to follow that footprint. And that footprint always plays, which is why we can make certain statements and why we have certain understandings of the market. But what really needs to play, especially now that we've gotten this big rally, is we need to get people hedged. You need to get involved. You need to find out how to put your portfolio together so that you're protected. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. I'll give you all the details. You can make an educated decision from there. But please reach out to me so I can help you out. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out of here for a break, and I'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
I don't need baggy clothes or rings in my nose.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwanted influence by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic process.
The War State by Michael Swanson is a must-read for anyone interested in the critical 20 years after World War II, when the United States morphed from a constitutional republic to a global imperial superpower. Get The War State by Michael Swanson from Amazon.com today.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare. But for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Following the footprint of the market or the footprint of announcement that's coming, we're not quite sure, but we talked a lot about it on the Monday night call, and right now we're identifying certain points and levels. And why don't you kind of see how we did and how we follow the footprints, teach you a better way to invest your money and to trade your money. So let's get back to the Monday night call. Here we go back, and we're starting with the S&P 500.
Is up 6% over the last week. SPX, your Papa X-ray. And again, look where we are. I mean, this would be, you should not be surprised that we did go this far. Now, I would not have expected to go this far. I thought that we would stop around 1920. Which we stopped for about 5 minutes, okay? We had a rest stop, and then we broke out. Now, here we are again. So you want to look here, 1990? I mean, again, we're right here. Pick a number. If you're a believer in the footprint, okay, and you're a believer in what's going on in the market, this is a great spot, okay? Again, it has nothing to do with my personal opinion and nothing to do with the bubble, all the BS I was talking about before. This has just purely to do with the chart. Again, we've just had a major rally, okay? And if you want to put it in comparison, look at the major sell-off, okay? We've equated to that, basically. And what happened after the major sell-off? You had a major rally right up to resistance. What we expect? We expect a sell-off. So I would say, you know, let's say 1990, and then 1920, and then, you know, 1880, okay? And, you know, some big people email me this morning, so we get short. I said, well, you can't get short yet. I mean, I'd like you to get short, but I can't recommend a short yet because we're still going up. Okay, and that's when you want to look at, you always want to recognize, and I said I'm going to bounce around a little bit, Chop. Sorry, I just have to show a few things because it's important to what I'm teaching and to what I want everybody to understand. Because if we look at today's chart, okay, where in today's chart it starts, for you guys, it starts right here. This is 8:30, 9:30 Eastern time. Okay, for me, it started way back, stop, click, okay. It started back here because I was up, okay. But where in this chart was there ever a reason saying, hey, this is a good opportunity to short, okay? You know, and that's what you have to look at. That's what you have to look at yourself. You have to say, am I using my opinion as I'm using Bubba's opinion, or is it really an opportunity? Okay, and really, we have not had an opportunity today. You know, I was on doing ticker TV today, right here. Okay, and I said when we got up here, I said this would be a good spot that it would sell. And then when we came down here, I was actually doing that during that period. I said this would be a spot to buy if you wanted to buy. It's a logical spot this would be a good spot to buy, and you probably won't look and possibly want to sell it right here. And it worked for, you know, a few minutes, and then it kept breaking out. So if you'd have taken a short here, fine. You would have wanted to make sure you're covered, okay, on the way up. So the only logical spot now is up here, which is why I got, you know, which is why I sold some more, is I am getting a little bit of a rounding top on a short time frame, right? Again, it doesn't matter. All charts are the same. So I'm taking a step, okay, that all I'm trying to do is I'm trying to leverage up what I know with what I see in the chart now with trying to escape and recover from what I did, okay? But, you know, again, you would not have had a legitimate reason to sell, and I didn't sell into it. I sold here. I mean, it's already a little short coming in. In fact, the funny thing is I actually covered last night a part of my shorts, and then I resold them this morning. Actually, I sold them while I was sleeping. I apologize. I put an order in to sell 150 points higher, and I actually got filled. And I go, oh, this is going to be a great day. And then, of course, I had to sell them another 150 higher from there. So, anyways, so this is a fairly good footprint. But, again, it depends what time frame you're watching. The truth of the matter is the bottom line is the footprint is not, other than here, giving you a legitimate spot to short. You would still want to wait until you until we start to turn back the other way. In other words, I would rather sell it at 16,600 than 16,657, because I'd like to make sure that I believe that it's actually going to turn. Okay? All right. So the NASDAQ is up about 5%, a little bit less, Charlie Oscar, Michael Peter. Okay, now, the NASDAQ did not quite come down. I'm sorry, I did want to show that. I apologize. Hold on, let me just go back. I'm sorry. Here. The S&P got very close, right? Now, this would be a legitimate double bottom here, okay? This is a legitimate double bottom. Well, it didn't go all the way down. Well, I don't care. It's close enough. Again, you have to look in the range, and it's only actually it's 4 points away. But that was a legitimate potential double bottom in if you were going to take a stay out from the long side. And I can never fault you for doing that. Again, that's part of everyday trading. Again, so that was a legitimate double bottom. So now we're making a legitimate double top. Okay. Again, does it break in here? I don't know, but I guarantee by Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, we have a big sell-off. Again, that doesn't mean a big sell-off all the way to the bottom. That means a big sell-off from where we are right now. I guarantee it. Okay. So we'll see what happens from here. But back to the NASDAQ, Charlie Oscar, Michael Peter. All right. So, and as I still got some room to go on the upside. Now, I could look right here and say, now, this would be a great spot to look. Now, I'm not telling you to short here, but this is a great spot to look at it. Why? Here's where we broke down from on this road down, right? So let's just look at it. Let's segment it up. Okay. So this is where we broke down from right here. Okay. So this automatically, when you break down from an area, that automatically becomes an area of support or resistance, depending on what you're going. So in this case, it becomes an area of resistance. Okay. A little bit of a gap lower, and we broke down. We came all the way down and made a low down here. Now, obviously, we've turned all the way around. So now this becomes a pretty good resistance area. Now, in the NASDAQ, certainly you could take a stab at it here, or you could try to wait for another 100 or so points. Okay, 4,900 would be better, but I'm assuming that if the rest of the market kind of starts to come down, so will the NASDAQ. Okay, so that's really a call you have to make on your own. I'd say 48, 49. 48 is a little bit more aggressive, but 48, 49. Hit right on the head. So what are down there? Give those. I just got here. Is it working into the market? Time to get out of shorts? No. I mean, if you're short, you've suffered this long, you're not going to get out of here. I mean, it'd be like, is it time to buy? Now, again, forget about my opinion. Forget about anything here. I ain't buying into this chart, okay, just like I wouldn't sell into this, okay? You have to get out of the habit of chasing momentum. In the long run, unless you're a very short-term trader and you're very good and you have a lot of money, trying to chase momentum around the block is going to kill you, okay? You have to wait for your spots and pick them, okay? All right. Russell, Romeo Uniform Tango. So, the Russell actually put in a new low, right? Nobody talks about that, but the Russell actually put it into law. Now, this is not a double bottom. This broke 2, 3% below the other low. Okay. So this area right here became resistance. So we rallied into it, couldn't get through, tried to go through it again, failed. And then finally, on Friday, we obviously broke out and are up to the races. Here I'm looking at probably 1150, and then probably 1170. Okay. As far as a potential buying opportunity, I mean, 1100 has to be good. You have to look at it. I mean, certainly it could certainly hold there. There'd be nothing to say that I don't think would hold there. So I'd say 11 to 1160, 1180. Okay.
Okay. So again, are you getting the idea, the picture of things that we're looking at? Again, you never once heard me mention what I saw on news. And of course, I tell my people the only time you watch the news is when I'm on. Okay. Because at least with me, I'm giving you the exact information of what I'm seeing. And you can bet that if I give away a trade, I've got that trade on. Or going to put it on. But if are you getting the juicy, gory details? It's all about what the chart says. Again, the Badger and I talk about this a lot. It's about what's happening in the chart. The rest is, again, is a noise situation that will truthfully do you more harm than good when you look at markets. When you get too many things to clutter, you get clutter. And when the mind gets cluttered, you end up with a bigger problem because you're not using the market footprint. Because I assure you, if you go back and check, and you can back check some of the stuff, look at a move in a market and then scour, you know, the news around that time. And I will venture to say that most of the time, the market moves before the news came out. Okay, so remember that the next time you think about a trade, the next time you think about doing something, ask yourself a question. Did I go look at the market footprint first before I made and jumped in and made this trade? Or was I just emotional? Or did I hear Cramer go bye, 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 bye on CNBC? Again, you know, you have to. If you subscribe to the theory that nobody cares more about your money than you do, then you'll take my advice and learn to look at the footprint of the market and ignore the outside noise. Because at the end of the day, that is what it is. It's outside noise. You don't hear me chirping up that crap because, again, I'm here to protect and serve my fellows. Anyways, this is the Bubba Show, the Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop by here for a break. We'll be right back and continue on with our excursion into the Monday Night Qual. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, will be right back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you on this fine Wednesday. And, you know, we talked a little bit about what's going on in the markets, but really, I want you to hear more of how we use the footprint of the market to decipher what's going on. So let's get back to Monday night and the footprint of the market.
All right. Oil. Now, again, another footprint that has been as pure as it reading any map you could possibly want to read, right? I mean, here we go. We've been in the exact same thing, but there's something interesting happening in oil that ever comes up. Here we go. Now, we said 44 to 48. Well, for 3 weeks, we've been calling for this, and we haven't been outside of it. Interesting enough, though, look at the bottom we're getting. This is like what I call a rounding bottom, okay? That's usually a very good sign if you're bullish, which I am, oil. Now, again, I'm not anxious to get in here. I'd rather see a little bit of a pullback. 48 is definitely a resistance, but I'm not quite so sure that I'd want to sell. I mean, I will not be selling at 48. It's probably a good level, okay? But I'm not going to sell. I'm going to wait to try to let it break out and then buy it on the way back to 48, or I'm going to try to buy it at, you know, 44, 45 again, okay? that's what I see here. But again, the pure levels are still the same, 44 to 48. But what's happened within, look at the change. We went from just straight up and down every day to now down and up. But all of a sudden, we're starting to round out, which is showing me that it's building a little bit more strength here. This is a much better bottom that you're looking at that we would look at. Now, I would sell at 50. Okay, 48 is probably the right spot, but I would wait till 50 because remember, again, we talk about this in commodities a lot. They, when they break out either way, they tend to go just a little bit farther than we think they're going to go. And I'd rather miss. One thing I always tell you for sure, if I'm going to be short, I'd rather miss the trade than get drilled so fast and so bad that I can't get out. Okay, because that's what does happen in commodities sometimes. I mean, you get moves in this. Look at this. This is a 4-point, almost a 5-point move. And it's $5,000 a contract. Okay, those are hard to overcome when they just run them in your face. And these bars, although it looks great, sometimes they happen in 2-3 minutes. So it's very tough. So I'd rather be late and miss because I believe 44 is going to hold than try to be early and anticipate. Where it is in regular futures, you know, the S&P or stocks, I'm much less leery because they don't have the same way of running. They don't get run over as much because, you know, like the S&P is very thick. There's a lot of volume there. So there's always somebody there to buy or sell versus here, the volume is a little bit lighter to begin with. They're very liquid products, but in the big scheme, you know, S&P trades 3 million contracts a day. This trades 200,000. So there's always somebody in the way. Gold, Golf Charlie. Golf Charlie. So last week we were at 1131. We said we're looking for maybe 1100, but 1140 to sell it. Well, here you go. Here's 1140. Now, again, I'm not saying you should have sold it. I'm just saying here's the levels. We spiked down almost to 1100, 1103, and right to 1140 and stopped. Like it knew what we were talking about, what we're thinking. Okay, so now, you know, again, 1140 is probably a good level to take a stab from the short side. I'm going to prefer to get long at 1120 now. I think 1120 is a new support level. So it's 1120, 1100 to the downside, 1140. Now, if you want to get short here, I'd rather wait till 1170, okay, because I think that's a better entry based on what's going on. I like a nice round bottom. Why are you so bullish oil when Saudi and Russia are flooding the market that is supplied by over 2 million barrels a day? That's a good question. Fair question. Because I believe that was already priced into the market. Okay? There is no secrets in this world. And markets are well ahead of what's going on. I mean, if you didn't know that was going to happen, just go back and listen to what I said at Thanksgiving, okay, last year. I told you that Saudi was going to break any arrangements, and we're going to do this. So this is no surprise that they're bringing down the price of oil. The problem is that, believe it or not, Saudi Arabia's got their own troubles, their own oil. They're not getting enough clean oil anymore. We're actually going to be a bigger producer than they are if we want to be. Their oil is not very good, but forget about the fundamental reasons. To me, all that information is already priced in. Everybody knew that. This is no surprise. I'm not surprised. Are you surprised? So I'm very bullish oil. And yeah, I have been, you know, again, I was bearish oil when it was 100. I was bullish oil when it was 40. And I've traded oil. You can check all my calls on air. They're spot on. Okay. Because, again, I'm real good in tune with the oil market and the gold market. Okay, so that's why. So gold, you know, again, 1140, if you want to be a little aggressive, I would prefer you wait. I think 1170 is a much better spot. Okay. The bonds, Zulu Bravo. Now, I told you I was afraid to sell these puppies, and of course, look what we got. Now, here we are back on support. Now, interesting enough, this was very interesting. This was a huge move on Friday, and it immediately collapsed with the market. It really kind of collapsed from a double top. Okay, now you're going to say, well, what about this one? Well, again, right. Again, I can't give you a reason why I'm not including this, but it is close enough, okay, in the size of this contract, this isn't that big of a move. Okay. In the size of this contract, that's about $350 worth of trading. Okay. It's not very big because the contract's $100,000. Okay. So, again, pretty good area. I did sell out there. So, just to give full disclosure. Okay. But again, here we are pulling back off. And I would say, you know, right about here, probably you can get a little more room if you want. If you trade this, you know, 156.26, probably a pretty good spot to get long again. Again, if I'm right, and there's either a QE program or they're not going to raise rates, this is going to go higher. Now, we'll see if it can break out. But again, it continues to work its way higher. And again, as much as I'd like to be shorted, knowing that rates are going to go up eventually, I don't see them going up anytime soon. The dollar. We said watch 96. They must have listened to us because they haven't moved off of 96. But interesting enough, they're really having trouble breaking out to the upside. Okay. And not only are they having trouble breaking out the upside, but this is ugly. Okay, from a trading, from a technical perspective, that's ugly. Okay? So I would tell you that, you know, the green light is to sell right about here, the dollar. Because it looks like, based on the chart and based on all the information we know, that it's going to go lower. Okay? So I'd be a seller here at 96.20. I mean, even right, if you trade this, and even right here, I'd be a seller. Okay. But again, I don't think it's going to break, you know, out to the bottom. I just think it's going to be in this area. And I think this is probably a pretty good trade if you trade this index because it's very little risk, much higher reward. Let me give you the numbers in the bonds chops. Let's say 156.20 buy, 160.20 sell. That's $4,000. If you pin it, it's $4,000. Okay. The euro currency. Okay. So the euro is, again, obviously just basically doing the opposite. Now, I love this as a sale at 114. I'm not a buyer here, although this is probably a reasonable level to buy it, 112. I just don't like it. And I think it's got a greater likelihood to break, and you know, again, this is probably, you know, my fault. I'm using my opinion, but 112 or so, 111.50, one. But I would definitely be a seller at 114. I'll make that hard. Okay, yeah, TLT is good. We had a great call on TLT last week. Okay, and then of course the VIX, Victor India Extra, Victor India Extra. Okay. So now the VIX has only come down, not much, 30% in a week. Okay, we're back under 20. Remember last week I said we need to hold 20? We're back under 20. Now, I don't call this a breakdown under 20. We'll see what happens from here. Again, this will be a key spot here on whether or not we, you know, continue to sell off and get less volatility. You get less volatility, you're going to have less movement, and if volatility dries up, it means the market's going to go higher. And that's just simple.
So, again, we talk about this again, and it never hurts to continue to talk about things because, again, it's trading and everything is an education. And my goal is to educate everybody. So I love it. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for spending the afternoon with me. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. That'll do it for today. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.